And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley. Thank you for hanging out here live on TikTok, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, live wherever. The attempt is always to make this out here and do this in the morning. Microphone is probably a little quiet there. And do this every morning at 5 o'clock, my time, mountain time, or Pacific, 7 Eastern. So, and just kind of talk about some of the things that I go through in my life and how I navigate certain situations. And this might be a little bit shorter one. We'll see where it takes us, but we see what happens. Usually I start going and I end up rambling longer than I think I'm going to. But yesterday we did not have a show. It was a little bit rough day Monday, trying to convince myself that I should come out here and talk. And the funny thing is you end up, I think that a lot of people think that everything is always perfect with everyone. We all spend a lot of time in our lives trying to, you know, work on that. Like I've tried really hard to be a positive person for quite some time now, 4 or 5 years now, and tried to make that work out and tried to make that happen. And what happens with that whole situation for me is that, you know, I'm human. You get lost. Sometimes you don't have that day, or sometimes something throws you off, and sometimes you end up getting in that negative headspace. It is on YouTube. It might not be doing what it's supposed to be doing, though. It says it's streaming on Restream. So I don't know. Something's goofy with YouTube. But we're here. We'll throw it up on the podcast too. So I don't know what the heck the deal is. If it isn't one thing, it's another. And that's kind of one of those tough deals, is it always likes to change its mind when it wants to work. So anyway, here we are. But as I was saying, it's kind of one of those things where you start to think about it. And I was talking to my friend Nikki, who is actually right here, yesterday about it. It's like, it's tough. Yesterday was Wednesday. There's a lot of things going on Wednesday for me. I haven't done an interview on Shaping Success in a long time. I don't know. I don't necessarily feel like my talk with Robert about his book, if you haven't checked out yet, Ars Victorious, we do that every Wednesday. Here it is right here. Good book, talks, you know, very positive. It's one of those things that, like, all the stories and all the lessons in this book lead into life and things like that, that I talk about. So it's really cool to talk to Robert every Wednesday about it. He's a little bit older than me and he's been through a lot of stuff and a lot of trials and tribulations and things like that, and tried to figure those things out. And we talk about that. So anyway, yesterday, that's what that was. But I had an interview scheduled in the morning. I had this book I had Robert, you know, our little show that we do Wednesday, talking about his book. And then I had an interview scheduled with a guy who has been scheduled with for, I want to say, almost a year now. And he keeps rescheduling. And then he canceled. And it was funny because I had the email written out that I was going to tell him that I'm done. I'm not going to do it. I don't have time for it. I hung on to it thinking, you know, maybe I want to do this interview. And I just didn't really want to do it. So interview, Robert, Motivational Music Hour, which Nikki and I typically do every other Wednesday. And I canceled that because just not in the right headspace. And that happens. It is time. It's tough. It's one of those times when you want to get on there and you want to be a motivating person and you want to listen to music and talk and have a good time, but you can't really get in that headspace to do that. And that was one of those things that I had yesterday going on. So even for someone who portrays this person who is positive, and you guys know me, I mean, the people who have been with me for a long time know that it's the way it is. Sometimes you just can't do it. It just doesn't work in your head. So that's been one of the tough deals. And so, what's up, pal? That is where things have kind of been the last couple of days. And I almost didn't come out today, but I'm just like, you know what? I got to do it. I got to get back into the groove. I got to get figured out, because the situation that I went through wasn't that bad. And I don't know why I let it affect me the way it did. It wasn't as bad as I've made it out to be. And a lot of times we'll do that. We'll make things a lot worse than what they are. And that was the tough thing for me. So, like I said, this will be a little bit shorter. The main purpose was for me to get out here and say something. I was talking I was talking about that, you know, just trying to think about it, trying to figure out, try to get out of that funk, and I need to be out of it. So that's all there is to it. I got to talk. And as Nikki told me yesterday, she's like, yeah, everyone's got their kryptonite. And my kryptonite is when someone does something wrong to me, or I feel like someone does something wrong to me, and it just starts to fester, and I think about it too much, and I obsess over it, and it just drives me insane. Because I think that I posted a TikTok about it the other day, but it's like, integrity, character is gone at this point. Like, there's people who don't do the right thing when no one's looking. And well, there are people who do it too, but then what happens is there's a lot of people who don't. And so it's kind of a tough deal. And I've spent my whole life like being that person that works his ass off trying to make the best of any situation. And I fail. Sometimes we fail. So that's the tough part. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that. That's the tough part. Sometimes I fail, right? And so the last thing I want to say is I want you guys to think about this is I truly believe, and Robert and I talked about this a couple days ago, that failure is a positive thing. Even though, you know, to fail means that like you didn't succeed, it's a positive thing because it teaches you to keep going, to keep moving forward, to keep working. And that's the thing that I think is very important to remember, that even when you fail, it doesn't mean that it's not possible. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that it's not going to work. It really is an invitation to try again. And nothing happens the first time typically. And if it does, it's not going to happen the second time. So you have to remember that you have to be willing to just keep going and keep moving forward. And that's kind of why I'm out here this morning, is like, I need to get out here. I need to say something. I need to talk. I need to get back out here and try to do that. Like, I haven't posted very many videos on TikTok just because I just don't feel inspiring, you know, and that's it. If I can't inspire myself, how am I supposed to inspire other people? So that's where it's been at. But I also have to look at it like I failed in trying to find that positive day, and I'm going to work again today to find that. So that is pretty much all I got for you guys. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to hang out. I know it's a little bit shorter than normal, but I wanted to get out here and kind of give you an idea of what's going on. And it's kind of ridiculous because I feel like it's not that big of a deal, but for some reason it's hit me a little bit different this time. So anyway, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate y'all being here. And until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.